Chapter 9, He was made righteous. You noticed in the last chapter that He was made alive and that we were made alive with Him in the mind of justice. That life was the nature of the Father, and when He received that nature, He became righteous once more. He had been made sin. The moment that He was made alive, God justified Him. He was declared righteous because He had satisfied the claims of justice. He had met every demand of the Supreme Court of the universe that was against the human race. He was made righteous with the life of God, as we are made righteous in the new creation. He was made so righteous that there was not a trace of the sin and the diseases that had become a part of Him in His awful judgment. He was made so righteous that He could enter into the presence of the Father with no sense of sin or guilt or inferiority. When He was made sin, He cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" When He was made alive, God said of Him, "Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." He stood before the angelic host as righteous, as pure, as though He had never been made sin. The moment that He was made righteous, He was the absolute monarch of the universe. He was the master of the underworld. He was the master of Satan. As long as He was spiritually dead, filled with sin, Satan ruled over Him. But when He was made righteous, He became the dominant master and ruler of hell. If He was made righteous, then all of us who accept Him as our Savior, confess Him as our Lord, and receive eternal life are automatically made righteous that moment and can dominate the forces of hell in His name. It is all of grace, not of works. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. We are created in righteousness and holiness of truth, Ephesians 4:24. The same eternal life or nature of God that made Jesus righteous has been imparted to us in the new birth. Was it any wonder that the Spirit said through John, "As He is, so are we in this world"? Now we can understand 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin, He made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Romans 3:26, that He might Himself be righteous and the righteousness of Him that hath faith in Jesus. God became the righteousness of Jesus, and the moment we accept Christ as Savior, confess Him as our Lord, and believe that God raised Him from the dead, He becomes our righteousness. As God became the righteousness of Jesus, so He becomes the righteousness of the new creation. As He became the life of Jesus, He becomes the life of the new creation. This truth will revolutionize the church when once it grasps it. Ephesians 2:6, and raised us up with Him and made us sit with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This could never have been a part of the revelation unless you were as righteous as He was. Can't you see the utter fearlessness this gives you in the presence of all kinds of diseases, of Satan himself? Can't you see what boldness it gives when you enter His presence? The sense of oneness with Him is as real as His sense of oneness with us when He was made sin and sickness. Let us arise and take our place as victors, as conquerors. Let us go out and do the work that Jesus began to do when He was here.